It's Kelpie Vibes.
Sometimes I put it move away, maybe a month, more or less, more yawa. Less people power, same shit, Ghana, Niger, Mantaya. Stuck in traffic at the heat delay. Big man get the motorcade, big Benz and the Escalade. Hustle just the Escalade, but March 6th we go celebrate. Every year be the same cock and boot. Propaganda you they push, no they poop. Hear the pain, people tired for this matter. Every day for thief man, one day for massa. If you any fear, mean to me if you move. I'm gonna say, ah, you need a timo. Ashimi, 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 ashimi.
They wanna tell you, tell you, tell you. Another story, story, story. Since 1960, then they play us wild.
Actually, there's one additional detail that bears mentioning. In order to take over the territories from the Niger Company, the British government paid £865,000, a huge amount in 1900. So let's establish a simple truth. The British didn't travel halfway across the world just to spread democracy. Niger started off as a business deal for them, between a company and a government. Incidentally, the Niger Company is still around today, only it is known by a different name, Unilever. But that's another story.